How to be a successful entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you should strive to administer your enterprise. But how can you become a successful entrepreneur as soon as possible? The following tactics will help you nurture your mind and grow into an early stage entrepreneur. 1. Time management. Time management is a compulsory subject for velocity. For instance, you should warrant that your directory is always with you. Discriminate between vitals and trifles. Important things should enjoy the priority. Avoid gossip. 2. Paying attention to details. Details determine the success or failure. Please remember to upgrade computers and update office equipment for your subordinates. Give those who play important roles in your company trivial tributes. 3. Continuous learning. If you are a successor, you should keep in touch with your predecessor, whom you can often ask about some complicated problems. Even though you're a layman, you should learn about inland levy and overseas tariff. Notwithstanding, you are doing a legitimate business and conforming to the law. You should consult with a lawyer, solicitor, counsel, or judicial magistrate for something related in order to avoid being sued by others. 4. Publicizing yourself and your products. When making sure of propaganda schemes, you should take notice of the fact that the empiricism might turn out to be false. If you are indefinite about consumers' demands, a questionnaire can help you. Even triple your turnover. In addition, bring your leaflets to your old patrons. They might impart better propositions to you. 5. Team spirit. As a superintendent, quenching the enthusiasm of your subordinates with the vocational contention is transparently silly. You should try every means to maneuver your subordinate's activities. For instance, commending what he has done, avoiding reproaching or scolding your team players by maximal likelihood. On the other hand, friction is inevitable in a team. You could also refrain from fussing over others' petty flaws. Meanwhile, you should unfold your managerial ability, set up your own prestige, and form resultant force to your whole team, as well as realize the definitive goal through a corporate effort. 6. Ascertain your goal. First, you should ascertain your future blueprint, a predominant goal, and a watertight and coherent plan. In prosecution of your plan, in order to keep it unified with your goal, you can pause and rectify it. It is wise to merge rational suggestions. In the incorporated new plan, be decisive to veto the premature propositions.